facilitate that also. So that's what we strive to do when we looked at this, is we didn't want to put a bunch of money in equipment that in a couple of years would just have to be taken out and, you know, scrapped to the side. So that's the thought, that this can accomplish some of that. While the engineers are working on the Venice on the Lake project, there is data being compiled. There's still some information that's probably not really nailed down yet, but that's the thought process, is that this upgrade will facilitate the Venice on the Lake project coming into the plant. The City of Rockaway Beach's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on May 25th, 2016. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has approved each copy as to form. Included with my staff report is a copy of the request letter submitted by the city, along with the project cost information provided by Mr. Helms outlining the project cost. But I just got an email from Mr. Helms last week that their fecal coliform limits, I believe, going out of the plant were less than 10,
right,
which is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, given to where that plant was a month ago.
Same way Thursday, John.
Yeah. So that's really turned around. It's going in a real positive direction. Their biggest hurdle right now is just having enough air to support the treatment process. And presiding commissioner went down toward the plant the other day. I think he has an understanding.
Man, that's what he was showing us, was pictures of
yeah.
the plant. So
yeah. They've removed most of the sludge, I believe.
Oh, there's been more than 30 loads fall out, John, through the biosolids.
Yeah.
Those two clarifiers at the old plant are completely empty now. They've emptied the main sludge storage basin once. We filled it back up and are working on emptying it. And the old oxidation ditch that was full of sludge is, I'd say, probably half of it is actually gone. And we're working on getting that emptied out. So,
yeah
there's been a lot of progress made with the biosolids people. They've been super helpful.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to say I drove the neighborhood down there and I could not smell anything. So
that's what the goal is.
Yeah, you just can't really fathom how it smelled down here unless, well, Mr. You know.
Yeah, it's changed considerably. Yeah. We're back almost to where we were at 3 or 4 years ago, where you get an occasional smell because of weather, wind direction, or rain, something, but.
The proposal before us here, the dollar amount, is that none of that is things that were ordered and put on the shelf that came before us before, as far as the things that were not used?
No. The UV system has now been installed, and it's probably, timing means a lot, and it's probably good that it didn't get fully installed until these gentlemen were on board, because I've got a lot more confidence that it was done correctly, given the results of the fecal coliform. You know, it's definitely working. So that's installed. The flow meters have not been installed yet.
They're going to be going in tomorrow.
Yeah.
We had to find some non-corrosive strut to put those in with. What's in there now, just mild steel.
Yeah.
We don't do stuff that's going to be temporary.
So that was under a different funding agreement. So this is all new. As far as this is all a whole new funding agreement here.
And you're the person that's representing us. So you've reviewed all this, and you're here before us to approve this.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve the funding agreement for Rockaway Beach and that pertains to their, do you, the emergency situation. That's the way the emergency improvement project.
Yeah, we
You're going to title that that yes. way. This is not the way we usually have something
right.
presented.
This project was not one of the projects that was planned for in the 2006 when we asked for the entities to come before us and present their projects.
Right.
And we do have an emergency clause in the sewer sales tax usage guidelines that we approved back in July of 2015.
That's the reason I want to make that
yes,
statement
sir.
About it being in. It's
exactly.
for $137,797.85.
I just look at this, what's being proposed here, and unless this is done, it's going to be just a constant challenge to try to keep the planning compliance down there, which being out of compliance affects the discharge side of Bull Creek and Lake Tanacoma. So,
I made the motion. So,
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I do have Rockaway. Have they extended their amount of funding in their part as far as removal of the sludge, mm-hmm. removal of this, in assistance in, I forget how they termed it, the extra funding that they had.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that they are partners in this process to get this fixed.
Yeah, and the sludge removal has all been on their dime out of their reserve funds. There's been several other items, Mr. Hounsberg.
The cleanup of the north basin, they paid for that.
That was about $4,000
there. They've been covering a lot of our labor.
The sludge removal is about...
But sludge removal would be...
About $15,000?
Yeah, we just want to make...
$15,000.
Just as a county commission, we just want to make sure that the money is being...
Mm-hmm. They've expended probably around $22,000, and they're just now with the new clerk on board. She's getting their finances all back together and everything as far as on record. They believe they had like $70,000 in their reserve account, and that's to cover everything. And out of that, they've expended about $22,000 of their own dime and continue to do so. They're paying extra costs that's necessary with Mr. Helms' company because there's coming into this, there's a lot more work associated with trying to get this plant back to a firm footing as there would be just under normal operations. So there's a lot of cost there that's over and above that they're responsible for and incurring that also. And one thing they did a couple of years back is they did do a rate increase down there, and they got the reserve account reestablished. And that's one good thing that the city's done to have ample funds, which we have other entities in the area that ought to look at their rate structure like Rockaway did, just to make sure that their rates are where they need to be at. So.
All right.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Thank you, John.
It very much.
Thank you very much.
See, I have board appointments next on the agenda.
Last week, after we appointed one member to the BOE, he sent an email that afternoon saying he might not have the available time to do it. So Jerry Hefker asked to be taken off of the Board of Equalization. So I would move to replace him with Jeff Reynolds.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We had a request and discussion last week about it's on our notes, is what I should say, about the partnership with the city of Branson and its partnership with the chamber and so on and so forth, and they let a commission appoint someone to represent them, and Carlos Osborne had relayed to the commission that he had a interest in doing so. The county commissioners who supply the funding for the partnership, it was, in my opinion, that we not appoint a county commissioner to that, that we go ahead and I'll make a motion to put Mr. Carlos Osborne on that board to serve the county's interest.
Do we have any discussion?
I was on the board of, or the Tenney County Partnership Board.
So Mr. Osborne came to the commission?
He came in with Jonas Argus up to our office. I can't tell you when the time frame was.
Okay.
But he did come in.
With Jonas?
With Jonas.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
I know there had been other discussion with Jonas, but that's the only one that I knew about that Jonas was. And I think Jonas is on vacation, didn't he?
Yeah, see, I thought we were waiting on him to get back before we did anything, but that's fine. And I mean, I know that he was supporting Carlos as well, so. Just because we can still attend the meeting, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And Brandon, it doesn't bother me, and I know we're in a meeting form, but any time that there is a question about that, because if that was mentioned to wait till he gets back, we'll just bring it up to me right in the
Well, I know they have a meeting coming up, what, the third Thursday? So there's a little bit, that's, when's Jones getting back, the 9th?
I don't remember, but we supply funding for that, and so far it's been used to, so the public knows, it's used to. We used to be partners in two or three organizations, the one in Springfield. We also had the one down here, and the funding that was going out, we feel like it was being better used in this partnership that we've got, and I think it's Jeff Seaford is the main person behind that, or
with the chamber.
With the chamber's part.
And we supply some of the funding for the Tenney County Partnership. They've done a pretty good job of getting members, and that's right. Far exceeded what the county gives. So.
Right.
I have court orders next on the agenda.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
First set of court orders I have is personal property paid abatements or personal property refunds. And there's one court order on it, and it's abatement number 300136.
Wrong year, 2006 or 2005?
Say that again, sir.
It was taxes 2006 and should have been 2005?
Yes, sir.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the next set of court orders is erroneous assessments real estate, and it's a total of two court orders, and it's 202521, 202522.
On that first one, is that just where they, it's now a piece of the Chick-fil-A property, it was combined? Or is that where they put the road through?
The parcel was combined with another number there, as it shows there on your note, that it is the Chick-fil-A property. There was a split bond, I think.
Okay. And on the second one, is that a different property than what we did last week?
Yes, sir. Sorry we didn't get those together for you last week. But there were just two of those properties off of Buchanan Road that Mr. Davis purchased, and then they went to Brampton School before then.
That's where we if it goes to a school property, the taxes are exempt for the entire year?
Correct.
Label that Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B with today's date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have today, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.